Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, Falcon fans. We know you love football, and I'm sure you love college football. And each week, Anthony Goldman and I, as well as friends and guests, get together and talk college football on the College Football Debrief.
That's right, John. And, of course, you'll get game recaps, game breakdowns, inside analysis on coaching. But the most fun part about this, it's two guys talking college football that love college football and are passionate about the game.
You can catch our podcast on iTunes, Spreaker, SoundCloud, whatever your podcatcher is. And rumor has it, Anthony and I will have a tailgating segment. Fry up the steaks, Anthony.
Can't wait, John. Got the smoker going.
It's College Football Debrief. Everything you want to know about college football and more.
On your phone, laptop, mobile device, any streaming service you desire, John, we are there.
It's the College Football Debrief.
I want to officially say I was wrong. I was wrong. I was wrong. I used to always say we should have taken Flacco.
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast with Rock, Hoop, Q, Aries Falcon, and keeping it sexy, LG.
What's up? What's up? What's up? And welcome to the What's Up Falcons podcast. My name is Rock, and I'm joined with my boy Q in the house. What's going on, Q?
Another Falcons win, another drop in the draft.
Yep. All right. It's all good.
I don't mind it, though. It's getting a win over
the division
rival, so.
Yep. I don't mind. We're still going to get a good draft pick. And I'm also joined by my boy from the West Coast, the notorious bit maker, Mr. Aries Falcon. What's up, Aries?
Oh, good, man. I had to wrap that win in my friend's face, who only hit me up when the Panthers win. Yeah, I had to hit him up off top. I'm like, yep, we swept y'all.
sweep. Even a broom.
Man. Well, here's a little thing I didn't know, though. We beat those fools 8 out of the 9 last games. I didn't know that.
Yep.
I told you we got their number. Them and the Bucks. The Saints is our only problem inside the you know what I'm saying, the NFC South. That's it.
Yep.
Well, hopefully the Buccaneers, Tampa doesn't sweep us this year.
But we beat the Panthers, man. It was a good victory. Felt good to win, but you know, let's be real about it. They didn't have a coach, and they didn't have Cam. I'm not saying that you know it wasn't a good win, but we should have won that. We won.
I take it how they come. You're tripping.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just pointing out facts, Aries. Just pointing out facts. But I mean,
I agree, Aries.
But it, you know, well, I mean, like I said, that could have been the same thing if Cam was there too. So you know, this consistency, inconsistent stuff, man, is killing me.
They kept us in the playoff race. We still got like a 3.3% chance.
We do. I thought we were totally done, even mathematically.
Going into that game, they said it was like a 3.3% chance or something like that. But you know how the announcers want to make the game interesting, so I don't even know if that was true or not.
So we all have a chance of winning the lottery, then. As far as them getting the lottery. All right, well, if you've been on the rock or whatever, the Birds, they got one out, man. So That might be.
Anybody under you?
Okay, I get it.
That was clever.
That was pretty clever, Aries. That threw me for a loop. That threw me off. But we beat the Panthers, man, and maybe Dan Quinn may have saved his job.
Do we hope? We all hope not, right?
Yeah. I don't want to start over. That's just the thing.
No, I don't either. I don't. That's the worst. That's the worst right. possible scenario. Starting over.
Yeah. That's my only reason. I just don't feel like starting over again with a new coach and a whole all that crap. But anyway, Falcons beat the Panthers 40-20. Our offense showed out. You know, we got a glimpse of what they could be on a consistent basis if they could ever get consistent. And so we'll see if that carries over to the 49ers that are coming this weekend. But should be interesting. And you're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. So if you want to hit us up with some messages on our text line at 404-919-8683. And don't forget to check us out, man. Check us out on like Armchair All-American, on iTunes and all that stuff. Subscribe, man. You know, check us out. Our numbers are doing okay, but they could be better. But, all right, fellas. So, let's get into this. But before we start, though, Q, were you at the game or was Chelsea at the game?
Chelsea was at the game.
Oh, okay. I saw that picture you sent through of...
Yeah, she sent that at halftime with Roddy White. Yeah. That was a good picture, so I sent it to everybody.
Yeah, Mr. Roddy White was inducted into the... what's it
Ring
called?
Of Honor.
Ring of Honor. Falcons Ring of Honor.
Wouldn't expect anything else.
Exactly. And I didn't get to hear his speech or anything, but I heard it was pretty good. And I saw him hug Arthur and stuff, so that was all cool.
She brought back a big giant poster, so if you want it for your collection, I'll get it to you.
Okay. I don't have a collection, but I'll take it. Did he sign it?
No, it's not signed, but I thought you had a Falcons collection. But it's a pretty nice size poster, though.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'll take it, definitely. I don't know, I don't have any Falcons posters, but I'll take it. Unless you want it, Aries.
Oh, yeah, I would love it.
All right, well, give it to Aries, or...
Bad boy for me. Well, UPS it to Kelly.
Or how about this? We should make it a little contest if anybody's listening. See if anybody's listening. And if they get it right and maybe they send us an email, we'll give it to them. What do y'all think?
That's cool too, man. It's a nice size poster. It has all of his stats down the side and then it's him up the middle, all dressed up, smiling in a nice suit. That's a good picture. I'll send y'all a picture of the poster.
All right. Well, if Aries agrees to it, we'll do it. If not, if he wants it, we'll send it to him. Aries.
I mean, if that's what y'all want to do, I mean, I would love it. I mean, I'll get it framed and put it on my wall. You know what I'm saying? But
We know how you do, man. We know how you do. So Aries wants this, y'all. So, I mean, if you really want it, y'all need to let us know that you're listening. And, you know, because it's not.
Yeah. And it's a for real poster too. It's probably 3 feet long and 2.5 wide. It's just nice.
And I tell you what, whoever does contact us and tell us why they want it, why they should have it, we leave it up to Aries to decide if it's worth giving it to him or he's going to keep it. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
All right.
For me, man, you know, give me some good reason why.
Exactly. So, I tell you what, we'll just, we'll come up with something and then we'll post it on Twitter. And, whoever does it has to contact us. No, forget that. They have to call in to the show. That's what they have to do. And if they don't, it's all yours, Aries.
All right, cool. There you have it.
All right, well, Algies, MIA again. And even though we were ragging him the other day, he swears up and down he was going to be here. And hopefully Hoop will show up. But, you know, I know Hoop's doing his coaching thing, so they've been pretty busy. So it's the three amigos again. But we're doing pretty good, man. I mean, like that stat I told y'all today, I think that show was just the three of us, and we got, like, huge downloads.
Yeah.
So that's good. I mean, for us, even, you know.
Even people listening on an Apple Watch, right?
Five people listen on an Apple Watch.
It tells you how many people were listening on what device?
Yep. Like, it tells you where they download it from, but that's where it's the most. And it's normally Pandora. It's between Pandora and iTunes, but this one is the first time it's at Apple Watch, and it had five downloads, so, or five streams. So I'm like, okay. That's why I sent you that text, Hugh. I'm like, I know you went to the gym and you said you were going to listen to it, so I didn't know if you used your phone while you were working out.
No, I use my phone. Yeah.
Your watch, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, whoever's listening to it on their Apple Watch, keep doing it. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Right.
All right, fellas. Well, let's get into it with the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Panthers Falcons game, part two, the sweep down. Good to go around, so I know you got a good.
Yeah, I do actually. I'm gonna give it to Matt Ryan, 10th player to go to 50,000 yards. Yep. And he did it fairly quickly. I mean, I know having Julio helps, but he did it fairly quickly, so that's a big shout out to Matt Ryan.
Oh yeah, man. Big Matty setting numbers, man. Everybody hates on him, you know. Don't give him his props when he needs to, but you know, he's still doing it.
I want to officially say I was wrong. I used to always say we should have taken Flacco. Flacco does have a ring, but Matt did go to a Super Bowl, and it wasn't Matt's fault he didn't win that Super Bowl. That was play calling from your boy. Was your boy in San Francisco now? Can't remember his name anymore. Kyle Shanahan. That was Kyle Shanahan's play calling that caused him to lose that Super Bowl. But big shout out to Matt Ryan, man. I'm a big fan. 50,000 yards that quick in his career, and only the 10th player to do it. I'm impressed.
So Q, let me get this right. You just said that you were wrong about Joe Flacco over Matt Ryan. Is that what you... Can you say that again?
Excuse me. Yeah, would you like to rephrase that statement?
On a loop in the intro. I was wrong, man. Hey, when I'm wrong, I'll admit I was wrong. I was wrong. I was looking at Flacco getting that ring. Flacco, you know, had some good years, but now Flacco's falling off, and Matt Ryan is still very much excelling. And the guy just had twin babies, you know, like 8 months ago. And he, you know, I thought this year them twin babies might slow him down. Nope.
Yeah, so big,
big shout out to Matt Ryan, man. I like that guy, man.
No.
And that's a hell of an accomplishment, especially, you know, he's still young. He's still like early 30s. So, you know, he still has another 5, 6, 7 years ahead of him.
He does,
so
man.
Who knows what the future holds. No, I'm going to say between 4 to 5 years ahead of him. Look at Tom Brady, 10-3 right now. Hey, Matt has some years. He's taken some hits the last few years, but you know, he's still injury free.
Sacks that Matt Ryan has gotten, and it still won't equal to how many sacks Tom Brady's gotten his whole career. It's like over is more.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh yeah.
But you know, he joins the elite club, being 10th.
Yep.
Breeze, Brady, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Marino, Rivers, Big Ben, John Elway, and Eli. I didn't know Eli was there.
Yeah, and Eli and Rivers, a lot of those guys you named are a lot older than Matt. They're still playing. Rivers, Eli. Mm-hmm.
I guess Peyton Manning's not playing, but Peyton Manning went late in his career. And Brett Favre went really late in his career. I think Brett played all the way till 40. Brady's 42 still playing, so I think Matt might move up that list.
I think so.
He's got time, and he's got the receivers to do as long as Julio doesn't retire early.
Right. All right, Aries, what's your good, man?
My good is I'm gonna say Julio Jones, 6 straight years of 1,000 yards receiving.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the longest active streak right now, next to Mike Evans.
Really?
Yeah. So he's tied with Mike Evans for the longest streak of having over 1,000 yards received.
Now, but Julio's been in the league longer than Mike.
Is it active players or?
Yes.
Or old players?
No, active player. That's it.
Okay.
And active streak. He's tied with Mike Evans.
How long has Mike been in the league longer than as long as Julio?
No, Mike has been in the league approximately 6 or 7 years, I believe.
Okay. I didn't think so. Yeah, I didn't think he had been in there as long as Julio. Wow.
Just recently, Julio's been getting his streak, though. So, I mean,
right.
I think he goes, I mean, if we get a decent O-line together, man, Julio can hit 2,000 yards easy.
Big shout out to Mike Evans, though. He did it without a quarterback like Matt Ryan. He's doing it with crab legs, and I don't even know who was there before crab legs. The guy with the beard,
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick, yeah. So you know, so that's an accomplishment on its own too. So what about your boy in Arizona though?
Larry.
Larry, yeah. I thought he was doing big numbers too every year with no quarterback.
But he does his numbers, but he's changed more quarterbacks than he's probably.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. Well, my good is I'm going to give it to. Now this brother has a weird name, so I'm going to try to say it without butchering it. But it's what's his name? Alameda Zacchaeus.
Yeah.
Alameda? Is it Alameda?
Yeah.
Sounds like a damn.
Yeah, he's in Coming to America Part 2.
Alameda Zacchaeus. Shit, man. I said that shit, my furniture started floating around here. But,
Yeah. He's cousins to Alameda, but go ahead.
Man, he's a rookie out of Virginia, which I didn't know, and he's been inactive this entire time. And since Matt is setting records, man, he helped Matt set another career record, man. And he helped Matt with his longest touchdown pass ever of 93 yards.
I didn't even know who the brother was when he caught that pass, though. I was like, okay, and then I was like, wait a second, who is that?
Alameda Zacchaeus.
I thought it was Hall at first. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait, Hall ain't there no more. Okay.
Right. I thought it was Gage, but then I'm like, oh, who is this?
But yeah, I mean, I guess losing to new wasn't that big of a deal. We got backups on rack.
I told you, it's because of the practice squad and what they picked up in the practice squad.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's been an awful year for Atlanta, but man, these young guys we picked up, man, gives me a little hope. Like last week, I was talking about, I gave the young guys that played last week my good because they all are stepping up and they're showing us some good things. So, you know, that makes me feel a little better about the next year, the next season, the next 2 seasons. So,
and hey, did everyone get their good? And yeah, him himself. That's that, and then he actually set a record himself. That's the longest first career reception in NFL history.
Really?
Oh, wow. Matt Ryan's longest throw too. Yeah, it was 2 records in that one play.
Yeah, that's amazing, man. So shout out to that, man. That's a real good.
Hey, before we move on, I heard something on the news tonight, and I want to mention him because it deserves mentioning. KZ
over the past two seasons leads the league in interceptions. He has 10 over the past two seasons.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. I heard that stat on WSB Channel 2 tonight in Atlanta for all you Atlanta people. So big shout out to KZ, man. 10 interceptions over the past 2 years. He leads the league in interceptions over the past two seasons combined. So that's cool, man.
Yeah, man. Those young guys, man. I mean, yeah, they're looking pretty good now they're having a chance to play.
If y'all go back to my YouTube video of that draft, when we drafted him, I said it from the get-go. I'm like, this man is going to be a ball hawk.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, you're right, man. He's it. He is.
Cool, man. All right, fellas. Well, let's try bad. Aries, any bad you saw? It doesn't have to be real bad. I mean, just whatever.
Losing Calvin for the season. I think that's a bad.
Yeah.
Bro, is he gone for the season? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Done for the season.
Yeah, he's done for the season. We'll go into it a little bit in the injury report. I guess we'll do it as a collective like we did last week. But yeah, he's done for the season. What about you, Q? Any bad?
My bad was, I mean, it's not a good bad. It's just a weird bad. But I mean, we lost and we won a game right that we could have lost. So now they said, you know, we've fallen in the draft from a fifth pick to an eighth pick now.
Right.
So that's where we are now. So,
well, it's still not over.
You're right. It's still not over. We got the 49ers. Man.
Yeah. We got like two more games left, right? Three.
Three more to go. We got 49ers, we got Tampa, and we got somebody else I can't think of.
That would be Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So it's the 49ers, Jacksonville, then Tampa Bay.
All right. Well, my bad, man. I'm going to give my bad to mainly Vic and Tack. And I'm going to give it to them, even though they had good games. I'm giving it to them because now they decide to show up just to get on tape. Because Vic going to go out there and have two sacks. Like, where has this shit been all season? And then he probably secured himself to get paid by another team when they look at the tape. Because this is the time where you ain't going to the playoffs, so you're playing for your tape. Hopefully someone's going to pick you up because I'm sure we may cut him, so my bad goes to those brothers for showing up when it doesn't count.
Damn, you gave him a bad for that?
Yes!
Showing up?
You got two sacks and you got a bad. Wow.
I gave him for showing up just when he showed up, Aries. We could have used that plenty of games ago. I mean,
that's true.
And so he did it. And he did it for tapes. I'm like, if you're doing it for tapes, man, what happened to the first half of the season, man? Why can you do it then? Or so I'm like, I like it that they're doing it, but I'm like, why now? If you can do it now,
you're not impressed, is what you're saying?
I'm not impressed. That pissed me off. I'm like, man, where was this earlier? You know, when everybody was dogging you out, man, and all that kind of stuff. Where was the when you could have came and practiced and worked with DQ and when he wanted to work with you in the all season and all that stuff? But hey, it is what it is. Whatever. That's just my bad. All right, let's go to the ugly. Anybody got an ugly? What about you, Aries?
No, not so much. I was somewhat impressed with Oliver, so I'm not gonna throw him on the bus this week. But you know, there still is three more games left, so
plenty of time.
Yeah, plenty of time to disappoint.
All right, what about you, Q?
No, I agree. We beat up on a bad Carolina team. Still got three games to go. I mean, we could lay a goose egg in the next three games. So I'm not super impressed by beating up on a bad Carolina team. Lost their coach. Right. Lost their starting quarterback.
All right. So. Well, my ugly. All right, I'm going to give it. I gave it to Tack, but Vic and Tack on my bad. I'm going to give it just to Tack on the ugly. and I'll explain a little bit more a little later about why he gets my ugly. It's something he did over the weekend. But we'll talk about that a little later. But I give him my ugly for tack. And it's not on the field stuff. All right, did everybody go with their uglies?
Yeah, we all went.
All right, cool. You listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. All right, let's do a quick injury report.
Let's do a quick fact
the
check.
The injury report.
So, the injury report. I know that, as Aries said, that Calvin Ridley's out for the rest of the season. Go ahead.
I think it's the thing that they said something about an abdominal strain or something like that.
Yeah. I saw him on the sidelines where he was fine, and then next thing you know, he was like on his back rolling around on the sidelines. And then they carted him out.
Yeah, they're calling it abdominal injuries, what they're calling it. They're saying he's done for the season.
What causes that? Any of your folks know that? What caused that?
I don't know. It could be a hernia. I don't know.
Well, not necessarily a hernia, but like if you kind of stretch too far and you pull something in the abs, that can also happen. So it could have been when he went out for like, you know, one of those catches that he had to like, you know, really reach out for.
Because
of why probably he couldn't feel it until a later is because during the play his adrenaline is going.
Yeah, I believe that totally.
And once the adrenaline calms down, it's like, ooh, the pain starts to hit.
That's what he looked like, man. It's like, what happened, man? Because he, like you said, he looked fine jogging off, and then next thing you know, he's on the, laying down on a the back of the little car, carting his ass out. Like, what the hell happened? But all right, and also, who's out for the season, man? We have two spools out. We have Trufant's out.
Yeah. He said he broke his forearm because of Ricardo Allen hit his forearm and broke it. So that was just a freak accident. But that's what they're reporting.
That's crazy. I didn't hear that. That's crazy. Damn. So he's done for the season too, man. All right. Well, and who? Anybody else has an injury that after this game? Yeah, we
know. Isaiah Oliver went down too.
Oh, did he?
In the fourth quarter.
Do you know what happened to him?
I don't.
No, they're reporting that no one reported what the injury was. But he went down late in the game, so no one's reported what the injury was. So we don't know if he'll be back or not. But he went out in the fourth quarter, and he never returned to the game.
Okay. All right, man. Well, you know, that injury bug, man, keeps hanging around us for some reason. So it just seems like whenever we have a good game, man, and you know, and the guys ball out of control, they get hurt all the time. So
that's what you call a pivot victory.
That's what you call what?
A pivot victory.
Oh yeah.
But too much of a great win, but too much of a cost.
Yeah. It seems like it happens every freaking time, man. It's like, no matter what this team does, man, something bad happens, man. It's that curse, Q, I'm telling you.
I agree.
It's that old Atlanta historical church curse. All right, man. So, you're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. All right, so, let's talk about, since we were talking about people getting hurt and season ending things, especially with True. Let's talk about who's going to be here or who's going to be gone in the offseason. And we usually do this. We call it gotta go.
Yeah, gotta go.
So, love to hear you guys' opinion about this. I personally think in this offseason, we're going to do a lot of changes. But I think the biggest three casualties that I think is going to be true fun after this injury, because he's hurt all the time and he has such a, you know, his cap is going down. We paid him so much, but I think they're going to try to
get. He gets so many penalties too.
Yeah. But he did. But when one thing I will give true fun this season, when he showed up, he showed up. And but I think it's a little too late. What do y'all think about True's chances of getting cut?
Yeah, gotta go.
I don't know about that one. I really don't know. I'll have to wait and see. I think somebody's going to end up sticking around, whether it's True Fun or Vic Beasley or somebody. Someone's going to stick around and someone's going to go. So, but I don't think they're going to do a full clean house.
So you don't think True's going to go?
I'm saying I don't know. Somebody's going to go, but I don't know who it's going to be.
What do you think, Aries, about True?
True, I don't think he's gonna go just yet. I think his cap hit is a little too much. Right. But I mean, if they're willing to deal with that cap hit, then yeah, they'll let him go. But other than that, I don't think he goes this year. It might be next.
All right. Well, we'll go to the next player starter that we paid a lot of money, maybe a little too much money, some people would say. Freeman, Devontae Freeman, man, he's injury prone, he's always getting hurt, you know.
Touchdown in week 13, what we're in right now.
Yeah. I mean, and like Q's been screaming this entire season, you know, we need a bigger back. But I think Free may be put on the market. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, gotta go.
I think they'll hold off this year, just because he can be that backup. Because with the back they drafted last year, he's the size that I like in the running back to be, 6'1", and like 240 pounds. So they're gonna wait and see what that looks like.
What about you, Q?
Well, they just signed to that big contract. What was that, 2 seasons ago?
Yeah.
So they might keep him around. And he's a good running back, but in the red zone, you need a bruiser. And back in the day, that's what we always had. Even when we had Warwick Dunn, we had bruisers that could pound it in. Whether it was, bowling ball, I can't remember his name, Steven Jackson. Whether it was Michael Turner, or what was that fullback we had that was really good? I can't think of his name anymore. If no one can think of it, I guess it doesn't matter. But we always had big bruisers ready to step up.
That big Marco.
Yeah. But we had one of a bigger one than that from the Michael Vick days. Yeah, that's he's one. But we had one, Justin Griffith, Justin something or another, if I recall right. Or Justin somebody or another. Right. But we always had big bruisers. We don't have a big bruiser. We need a bruiser for the goal line, for the short yardage, and then we need a guy like Freeman in the open field. So we'll see what happens. But the thing about Free that disappoints me is Coleman is pretty much the same size as Freeman, and he's having a super year out there in San Francisco. So it doesn't have to do with size. It just has to do with running intelligently. And I guess Free, his style is he's so rough and rugged, but he's not built for that.
Yeah. But another thing about Free in San Francisco.
And Coleman fell in the shower.
I mean, not
Free. On a piece of soap.
Coleman is not.
Don't forget about Coleman.
Coleman's not the number one running back for San Francisco. He's number two.
He's number two. Well, he's having a great year. Every time I watch a San Francisco game, I see him out there doing his thing.
Right. He was pretty
much. He's a number one running back, obviously. But, I mean, he's splitting a lot of carries, though. So it's not like he's getting a majority of the load.
I think his injuries are enough that the wrong hit, the wrong tweak, the wrong step puts him out. You know, he's on one game and then he's out for one or two other games. I think it's just his injury is hindering him. And I also think that if Quinn stays, Free may stay one more year. But I think if they get rid of Quinn, I think Free's gone because. Because whoever they get in here is probably going to think like UQ and want a big bruiser.
Yeah, gotta go.
That's just my thoughts. All right, what about Mr. Vic Beasley, you know?
Yeah, gotta go!
It's, you know, he had two sacks Sunday, and he was putting a lot of pressure in. Vic was putting in the work.
Strip sack, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, a strip sack as well, which is, he was looking like Vic from 2016, which pisses me off even more. Because I'm like, okay.
What's his contract situation looking like, though?
Oh, we just picked up that fifth-year option, but we can let him go.
Yeah. Okay. Last year. It was basically his last year, so he's looking for a new contract.
Exactly. And that's why he balled out of control, which is why he got my bad, because I'm like, dude, it was effort with you, man. It's effort. That's all it is. It's effort.
I don't think no matter what he does this year, it's going to be determined. I think it's already set in stone that they're probably going to let him go.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, gotta go!
And what he did Sunday was, like I said, that's his take.
Can you guys remind me, did Julio get paid or not? I can't remember.
Yes.
Okay, so Julio got paid, Matt got paid, so
Julio's
not a whole lot of money out there, right?
Falcon. The cap, the salary cap gets
right, no.
In this year. So they're going to go up in money.
Okay. Now, also, I can't remember the guy's name. I saw a YouTube video about a guy was talking about Vic Beasley. And he said, said a little something a little interesting about Vic. He's like, Vic, you know, he looked at what happened Sunday. He's like, the reason Vic has been so bad is that we don't know what to do with Vic. We don't know whether to have him as a defensive end or a linebacker. We keep going back and forth with the guy to see what works. And I don't know if it's as, he didn't think it's as much as Vic's skill set as it is the coaching. But he said if we got rid of Vic and he went to somebody like the Bills who could figure out how to use him, because I hear the Bills defense is looking pretty good, then he may shine there. What do y'all think about that?
No.
I mean, I agree somewhat with what you're saying about him going to another team and shining. That is a possibility, but I mean, he's been here so long, this fella, and he's played, you know, linebacker and defensive end, and he really hasn't had any success at either. So I'm kind of got the boo-boo face with him. I mean, I don't know, but I mean, you know, maybe somebody can figure out something new. I mean, if Dan Quinn can't figure it out,
he can. Hold on for a minute. I think we have a call coming in. Let me see if I can add it in. Hello? Hold on. Hello?
Hey, yo.
Hey, who's called? Oh, that's you, Q. Whoever was this that called in. Let's see if I can add him back in here. It's a mystery call. Hold on.
Hello?
Hello, who this is What's Up Falcons podcast. Who are we talking to?
This is Maurice and
Angela with the I.
What? Maurice and Angela from Greensboro?
Yes, that is correct. From Greensboro.
Hey,
we wanted to say happy holidays to you guys.
Oh, man, we appreciate it, man. And we want to thank you guys for listening to us, man. And you know, and always sending us text messages and stuff. You know, we really appreciate that, man.
Nah, we enjoy the show. We get a lot of laughs out of it. And, you know, of course, you know, with the Panthers, you know, y'all didn't have to sweep us like that, you know, but we would not win another game. You remember?
Oh yeah. Oh
and
yeah.
And guess what? We have not won a game.
He's not really a Panther fan, really.
He's not. I know.
Well.
Hey, that win was a surprise to us too. So.
Oh, but yeah, it's Hey, I'm just a realist, you know, and I see, I can tell my team, you know, they're going through some hard times right now, but right. Y'all didn't have to make it look that bad. I mean, good God, y'all took the room and just said, hey, it's showtime, but I always have problems.
Hold on.
You know, the Falcons, the Birds, they did their thing on those occasions. But, yeah, we just wanted to call and say happy holidays and hope everyone have a good
one. Oh, man.
Hey, let me say something. It's good to hear from y'all. And while we got you on your phone, can you please tell us who's your favorite member of the What's Up Falcons podcast? Who's your favorite?
why you want to start something?
I got a wife laughing. That's funny.
Because you always start something. That's why.
We think all of you guys do a great job.
You guys rock.
And I know you got a big support stamp.
Excuse me. So would you like to rephrase that statement?
No, all of you guys do a great job. And we look forward to it each and every week.
We really appreciate that, man. Truly appreciate it.
That's real cool, man. Yeah. I really appreciate hearing that.
We always talk about you guys on the show. And Aries always loves hearing from you guys because, you know, Aries calls from the West Coast and he really loves to hear from you guys. Right, Aries?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate that. I mean, I don't know why y'all always joking on about the fast food situation. It's all good.
Real quick, while we always joke about the fast food situation. That's funny. Real quick, while you got you guys on the phone, can we get y'all's good, bad, and ugly from the game? I think that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. What y'all think about the game? Good, bad, and ugly.
Well, me, my slogan is, win, lose, or tie, I'm a Panther till I die. Okay, so...
And I guess that would be the good. The bad would be the Panthers everything. It's the turnovers. You know, sometimes they get going in the wrong direction. My thing is with the Panthers, they need to get a 3 or 4 touchdown lead, or they're going to be in trouble. They have problems in the secondary. It's just
a, y'all could use a black running back. That's my ongoing joke. That's my ongoing joke. I don't think the white running back can get it done. I'm saying.
Well, my wife, she was upset. I think it was a Redskin game when Cal. She was like, "Run, Cal, run!" We need a black quarterback that can run.
Y'all are funny, man. Y'all are funny. I'm glad y'all called it.
Oh man, we are too. But yeah, it's just a y'all really just do a great job, and I just love the camaraderie that all of you fellas have. And, I just wish you all big success, you know. I could see you all now doing your ESPN show with all of you just talking
in your... I tell you what, from your ears to... I mean, from your mouth to God's ears.
Long. We're too politically incorrect.
Stephen A. is a Winston-Salem State Ram, you know, so that's not too far from here. So all things are possible,
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Well,
but happy holidays.
Real quick.
Okay.
Before you wrap it up, you guys think Cam's coming back or is Cam done and he's moving on?
That's a good question.
I think he's done.
We don't hear as much out here in Atlanta radio, so I was wondering what you guys are hearing out there on your radio stations.
You know, right now they're not saying anything. You know, it's kind of like quiet, after he had that last injury, and then they went ahead and sidelined him for the rest of the year. And then they let Ron Rivera go. So, I mean, who really knows? I don't know what type of relationship he has with the new owner. You know, is that going to play a part? I just don't know. I don't know. You know, my thing was once he got paid, he got the big dollars. It seems like his production went down. And, in a way, I don't blame him. You know, you want to take care of your body, make sure that you've got, things, in line for your future. So, yeah, but I don't think a true decision has really been made. I think if Cal would have went ahead and you know, won a few more games, it might have been, you know, because when Cal was winning, it was like, who needs Cam? Who needs Cam? Well, then when Cal started losing, it's like, where's Cam? Where's Cam? So, you know, what do you do? You know, and yeah, I'm sure he's got a lot to think about, and I'm sure there are some teams that I guess would pick him up. I mean, I'm sure he's still.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm already here in Denver, just waiting in the mouths of watering. But let me ask you one more question. What did you think of Cam's appearance in the Super Bowl? Because we feel he didn't give it his all. But what did you think of Cam's appearance in the Super Bowl when he went to the Super Bowl?
Well, I think sometimes he tries too hard. And it's just like to me, whenever he comes to Atlanta and he plays the Falcons, he tries too hard. I mean, he really wants to do some things. And, you know, he thinks he's Superman. But, you know, in reality, sometimes, you know, that you know, all of that does not come together.
Right.
And it seems... For the most part, when the Panthers were under the wire, if somebody said, hey, the Panthers don't have a chance, you know, it always seemed like they played harder. But once somebody said, oh, man, you know, they're going to win the game because of this, or they're playing home game and it's going to be a great game. I mean, you know, it's like it goes ahead. So, you know, I really prefer them being the underdog, which they are now, but it's too late in this season. But, yeah, I just think he just tries too hard at certain times, and you know it messes up.
Yeah, we see that, and you're right about when he comes here because you know he's from here, College Park, so his family's here, and you know he wants to impress them, and it's you know it's I guess his friends that are still here, but I wish him all the luck,
and
man.
He signed his big first contract in college, so you know Auburn paid him real well, so
yeah.
Well,
man, I can understand.
y'all agree? Auburn paid him.
But yeah, he's been an excellent you know quarterback at the beginning of you know whenever he started. He did a lot you know for us,
right.
And I think a lot of quarterbacks. You know, they kind of said, hey, Cam can run, he can jump, he can do this, I'm going to do that too. And you see a lot of the younger quarterbacks with that mobility and using their legs as well as being able to throw from the pocket. And I think he had a lot to do with that. But also at the same time, you know, they saw those hits he was taking.
Exactly.
And,
he lost some weapons along the way. He lost Steve Smith. He lost Olsen. Olsen he lost?
No, Olsen's still there.
Oh, yeah.
Olsen's still there.
Is Olsen still there? Is he gone?
There, yeah. He was out for a season. But and that's the other thing about the coaching team. It seems like at the end of the season, they always find a reason to let a couple of good players go. And, you know, I think that hurts them over you know, the long run. And but it is what it is. It's a business. And exactly. I'm sure they feel they're doing the right thing.
Right.
And, I really hate it when they let Steve go.
Yeah.
You know, because it was fireball. You know, hey, he was in there trying to thump. But, of course, they were trying to make Cam the man, and they didn't want any friction and all of that. And so it is what it is. You know, you move on and you hope your team have good luck and a good success and a good record. But it is what it is.
All right. Well, man, I want to thank you guys for calling in. It's been a real treat, man. We really appreciate you guys calling in, man. You know, you guys have been listening to us for a little while. So we salute you guys and our biggest thank yous that we can give.
Yeah, you've been getting them shout outs for years now, Rock. It seems like so.
Yeah. Well, we just wish you fellas the best, much success. And, you know, I know you're going to be moving up to bigger and bigger platforms. Happy holidays to each
happy
and every
holidays.
One of you.
All right, guys. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Hey, how'd you guys find us, by the way?
You know, that's a good question. I really don't I guess it might have been on iTunes okay. to begin with. Yeah.
That's good.
And yeah, and then of course, if I run into any Falcon fans in this area, I'm like, hey, you all have got to listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast, and they kick out of it too. So it's all good.
We appreciate that, man, and keep spreading the word, man. We really appreciate that from you guys.
All right.
Hey, all right.
Y'all have a good evening.
You
all
too.
Right.
All right. All right. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. I'll see y'all later.
Same to you all.
All right. Cool, man.
That was awesome.
There you have it right there, man.
It was.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was dope.
Aries, I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed, man. I thought you had smoke.
Man, I mean, they came in so nice. I could not.
They were nice. Yeah, they were not typical.
Yeah.
A lot of fans, I thought they were gonna mess with us a little bit, but I guess you can't mess with us after we boned you, though. We boned them.
That is true.
8 out of 9, so they gotta bow down. But they got a good team, and they'll be back, so. You know,
and I also got to say, I was a little disappointed. I could have sworn just by reading their text that they had an English accent for some reason. I don't know why I thought that. And I don't think they do. Straight out of North Carolina, but it's all good. All right. And you're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast, man. A good show. A good show so far. You never know. You know, some people are calling in and we're getting out there, so even rival teams listen to us. Their fan base. All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't forget where we were, so let's just move along, man. Let's go to...
So we wrapped up injury report. We talked to...
Maurice and Angela.
North Carolina. Maurice and Angela, North Carolina.
Oh, we were doing gotta go. We pretty much gotta wrapped go. That.
We wrapped that up, too. Yeah.
So let's talk about... let's see. Let's just jump to our kicker, man. Young Ho Koo. Young Ho Koo, man, is acting like he wants to be, you know, take Matt Bryant's place.
Because when he came in for that tackle so early in the kick, that blew my mind. I'm like, most kickers just, you know, lay back and chill out. But, oh, my God.
I know, man. He's trying to make. He seems determined.
Young muscular dude got some tattoos on him. Looks like he's trying to be about it. But only thing I got to say though is, if I have to say, I won't even want to take that job from him. No offense to Young Cole Too Low, whatever.
And that comes to another thing. Is it
Ricardo Blankenship?
No, what is it? Is it Young? I thought it looks like it's Young Ho Koo, but then I hear a lot of people saying Young Way Koo. Young Way Koo.
What? That is a racist.
Yeah, well, I mean, he is pretty cool. I don't know, man.
You are racist, and Richard, you are ugly.
All right.
Well. Is it General Chow or General Cho, man? Whenever I order my stuff from the Chinese restaurant, man, you know, I keep it real, man.
I'm
confused, man. That's all I'm saying. Well, you know, there was a plane crash on a Chinese airliner about 4 years ago. And the captain was Wee Too Low.
You are racist. And Richard, pilot, you are ugly.
He was Sam Ting Wong.
Oh,
that's why. Which areas?
You like having fun with a dumb young guy, huh?
Dumb young guy. I didn't even know that. That's a cousin? Dumb young guy? What's going to tell me here? I don't know, man. I'm just out here trying to make a living.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like I was saying before, man, next season, I don't know, because I'm trying to get back into behind the wheel. So go back to driving.
No, I got you. But I do think, going back to that kicking situation, I do like the kicker, you know, out of Georgia Southern. So he's a native.
Type his name into YouTube. You can see him doing all kind of fancy, crazy kicks. Ball, not even on the tee, but he's kicking it off the ground through the upright. He might have a soccer background, it looks like to me.
So, Young Ho Q, whatever his name is,
I like the D, man. I like him. But yeah. I think a lot of people out of the state of Georgia are going to make a big push for Arthur Blankenship to bring in Ricardo Blankenship. Rodrigo Blankenship, which is, you know, he might be related to, there might be some relation there with the Blankenships. I don't know. He might have been like Arnold Schwarzenegger and slept with the maid, and now he's got this Spanish kid.
That is a racist.
Wow.
I don't know where that came from, but okay.
Well, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife divorced him because he got the Mexican wife.
I know.
He got the Mexican
maid.
Hispanic. I'm trying to be politically correct, man. You know I don't know my shit.
Yeah.
He got the Hispanic maid pregnant with a child. So I'm saying, who knows if the Blankenship didn't get somebody pregnant along the way with this run. What's his name? I can't even talk anymore. Rodrigo Blankenship. Yeah. So then, you know, they might be related. So if they bring Rodrigo here, I love that. But I love the new kicker we have now.
Well, let's go over. Let me.
Sorry about Matt Bryan.
Real quick, let's go over his stats real fast. Unless y'all did that for the last few games, man. I mean, when we played the Saints first time, he was 4-4 in field goals, and his longest one was like 48 yards, and he didn't miss an extra point. And he was also the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week. And then at Carolina the first time, he was 3-4 on field goals, and his longest one was 38 yards, and he didn't miss an extra point. And then we played Tampa, he was 3-3 on field goals, and his longest one was a 40-yard, and he didn't miss any extra point. And then against the Saints, again, the second time, he was 2-3 on field goals, and his longest one was 45 yards, and he missed one extra point. But he
missed an extra point.
He had the magic kick, though, the magic 3 onside recovery kicks.
Which is amazing.
He did that little extra coup to it, which I think helped him from getting the bus for getting kicked out with Gregor Rodriguez, DeVecchio. So he did pretty good. I mean, I think I need to see a little more consistency before I say he's our new guy. But
well, you still got 3 more games. Yep. So we still got 3 more games. We'll see what he can do. I like him.
But I like him better than the Italian Stallion. So
me too. But if you know, I don't know if you saw that picture that I sent you guys, and if you go back, you can look at it. That picture I sent you guys from the Roddy White induction into the Ring of Honor. If you look, don't pay attention to the Roddy White stuff, and pay attention to the seats. The seats weren't pretty. The seats were empty.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of figured that.
So maybe a guy like Hot Rod
will come in here. Time, right?
Yeah,
it was halftime. Well, I got 9 other pictures I can send you before and after halftime. So you can pick your poison. Tell me if you want the ones before halftime or after halftime. It's not any prettier.
Yeah, but Aries. And I think I saw that tickets on ticket stub was like $14.
Yeah. And they're still not selling single tickets. They're still saying if you want to come to a Falcons game, you have to be a season ticket holder or you can't come. You know, my wife, she's a season ticket holder with her company. So that's how she goes, but they're not selling single game tickets.
Say whatever.
I mean, you can buy your tickets from Ace season ticket holder.
Like a third party carrier, though, but there's a markup, though. Back in the day, before, you know, when we were in the Georgia Dome, if you just wanted to go to one game of the season, you could pick a game and go, oh, I just want to get tickets to Carolina. And you can go to Ticketmaster, not get any extra fees, go straight directly to Ticketmaster and buy a single game ticket, you know, 3 single game tickets, take the family, whatever. You can't do that anymore. You haven't been able to do that since they went to Mercedes-Benz. So I'm hoping now they'll rethink this because there's a lot of empty seats in that stadium.
So whatever.
There's a lot of empty seats on Sunday.
That's going to be pretty much for everybody now because, I mean, the PCLs are going down out here in L.A. too. So,
but you got to remember, if you don't sell out 50%, you get blacked out locally. So that means next season,
and Chargers.
You know, next season we won't even have an opportunity to watch the Falcons play unless you have the direct ticket.
Well, we leave that up to Blank to straighten that out over the all season, because he has a lot of thinking to do. All right, and you're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. All right, well, let's before we go around the league, I want to talk about why I gave Tack my ugly. In case y'all don't know, and I'm gonna give it to him because this is another episode of I've talked about this before. So since I got to talk about it again, we got to make it a segment. We're gonna call it "Keep Stay Your Ass Off Twitter."
Audio Jungle.
Tack again, Mr. Twitter himself. During the Georgia game, the Georgia LSU game, which, I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about Tack. We know what happened, but
What did Tack say? I heard something, but I didn't pay attention to it. What did he say?
You know, it wasn't going well for Georgia, and Tack was on Twitter instead of reading his playbook or just chilling. He's on Twitter talking about looking like us and put the laughy face emoji. I'm like,
dang. Oh my god, is he serious right now?
Say whatever.
No, he said what now?
He said looking like us. He was talking about the dogs were looking like the Falcons.
At Mercedes Benz, they were, yeah. Outside Mercedes Benz.
We know that, and we can say that. But dude, what have you done all season? Why are you on Twitter the night before your game clowning? When when you ain't really.
Oh, that's it.
Even though he did show up the next game, I give him that. But man, that's just, that's a disrespect, I think, to your fellow players, to your owner, and all that type of stuff, man. You got Devondre Campbell doing that kind of crap, fighting with the fans, and then you got Tack out here clowning himself on Twitter. I don't know. Me personally, I think it's very immature to do that. While you know,
I wish I would have seen it. I wish you would have told me, because I would have replied back. Yeah, they're looking like you at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Oh, they gave him some smoke.
Well, I wanted to give him that smoke. I would give him that smoke night if I could have.
Did you see it, Aries?
I didn't see it, Aries. You see it?
No, I didn't see it. And the thing is, I follow him on Twitter too, so I'm surprised it didn't pop up for me.
I saw it and I responded to him, but I did it. I didn't do it on the What's Up Falcons. I did it on the social mess. But because I was accident, I thought I was on the Falcons, but I was on the social mess, and everybody was clowning him and stuff. And I just put back. I just did a little GIF of this chick saying, "You don't care, do you?" And I got like 2 or 3 likes. I'm like, dude, why are you on here doing this the night before a game? When y'all already being ridiculed. But, Tack Young, he's, definitely immature, but, hopefully he's still on this team next season.
I would have hit him back with, your grandma wouldn't be proud right now.
That would have been a good one. That would have been a good one.
Yeah, that's why you got to get that. That's why you got to let me know what's going on so I can fire back.
I should have, because I could have responded on that.
Yeah, you could have told me. Twitter handle. Exactly. Yeah, you gotta let me know.
I was in the middle of, all this crap.
I know.
And I watched the game and all that. But
in the future, holla at your boy.
But, I just thought I'd bark that up because it's no big deal. But I'm like, it's another episode of Stay Your Ass Off Twitter. All right, and you're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. All right, folks, let's quickly go around. Say what?
Don't press send.
Don't press send, man.
Press send.
Like Aries, if if your job,
know your place.
Would you be talking crap about your job and then posting it on Twitter?
Oh, hell no, because I like my paycheck.
Exactly. I know you wouldn't, Q.
I definitely like my paycheck.
Me too. And I have to be careful with mine, so I that's why I just stick with gifts.
Yeah, I got to be careful with mine too. I can't get too crazy, but I definitely would have given him a little something that would have, when he laid his head down that night, he would have been like, that motherfucker.
But anyway, all right, you listen to What's Up Falcons podcast. Quickly, fellas, let's go around the league. You guys want to talk about any games in particular? Because I have some stuff I want to talk about.
Yes, I sure fucking do.
Fire away, my brother.
Yeah, me too, but go ahead, Aries.
I'd be lazy to the San Francisco 49ers for beating the shit out of them Muffins. It's a good day when we win, but it's a much a better day when the Saints lose.
Here.
But that was a good game. That was probably the game of the season right there. I mean, that was high scoring, went to the end. That's the game of the year.
So Baltimore game was good, too.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah. The week before, yeah, that was a good game, too. And don't forget, Baltimore's on a roll. Unfortunately, they play Thursday night football, and Lamar Jackson suffered a quad injury last Sunday. So we'll see what his status is for Thursday night. But that's only 48 hours from now, so we'll see.
And another thing, because that win was for Frisco. Well, that loss for Saints was a big one because now it takes them somewhat out the running for home field because,
yep,
you know, Frisco has what they got to play us, Rams, and the Seahawks are the last games. So, you know, they're looking at two out of three wins coming. Closing out the season.
And speaking of which, going around the league, the Cowboys lost their lead in the division, and now they are tied officially with the Eagles. So early on, everyone thought, "Hey, the Cowboys aren't doing that well this season, but at least they're winning the division." Not anymore. They are tied with the Eagles.
Yeah, and go ahead. And they may not be the only one that may be, we may not be the only one looking for a new coach because I don't trust anything that Jerry Jones says. I think he's gonna cut bait with.
Especially if they lose the division.
Yeah. All right. Well,
let me ask you this. Do you guys have more respect for coaches? I mean, for owners that cut coaches during the season or wait till the season's over? Like Carolina made a decision last week and then it is what it is. Here we are. We're hanging out with Dan Quinn. We'll see what Dan Quinn does. But let's say he drops the next three games and, you know, we cut him at the end of the season. Would you guys be like, I would rather have just done it earlier on? Or are you guys like, let's just wait till the end?
Why bother? If you're at the end of the season and your team is doing bad, why bother cutting him in the middle of the season? You might as well just wait until the season's over. That's my opinion.
I agree, but when you got an empty brand new Mercedes-Benz Stadium with no fans, I think cutting Dan Quinn might show, hey, we mean business. We want you guys to come back next year.
Hey, bringing in another coach isn't going to put any more fans into those seats. So, what's the point?
If it's a sexy coach, it will, man. If it's a sexy coach, it will put no fans in the seats.
Is available right now.
Hey man, Arthur Blank has a lot of money. We'll see.
I mean, just to cut mid-season. Who's sexy that's available mid-season?
Exactly.
Not mid-season. You're not going to hire anybody mid-season. I mean, obviously, you're going to wait till the season's over. But if you cut the coach during the season, I mean, obviously, you're showing the fan base, hey, we're trying to do what's best for the team. And you know, right now, I just feel like, I mean, we lost to some horrible teams this year. We lost to the Cardinals. We lost to the Tennessee Titans. I mean, we lost to some horrible teams. If you're gonna fire Dan Quinn, do it now and show me that you're like really about next season.
I hear that.
Because right now we don't even know. Do we know if Dan Quinn's gone or not? We don't know. We were talking about that earlier. So we don't know. So
we don't know. But that's...
Show me you about it. Well, about something better.
At the end of the day, that's all up to Arthur, man. And you know how Arthur. He's a classy dude. And you know, and he sees Quinn trying to make it work. I think if Quinn had totally given up and the players had totally given up on Quinn, Arthur would have did that. But I think if he's going to do it, he's waiting to the end of the season. And I'm not mad at him for that, you know. I think he cares. I think both of them cares. What do you think, Harris?
I think he does care about the team, and he cares about how he treats, you know, the other coaches and players, and to that point, it's just cutting him midseason isn't showing anything. Rather than wait,
does he care, or is he trying to put together a film now to save his career?
It's giving that coach to that respect to finish out the season. You know what I'm saying? What, I mean, because I mean, like I said, there was really no, there's no point in cutting him 6 games.
Aries, if you were owner, what would you do? Would you cut him by now or let him stay?
No, I would have let him. I'll let him ride out the rest of the season.
I know he won a few games lately, but what about the games he didn't win lately? Let's go back 3 weeks. Back when we were really having some issues.
It wouldn't matter. I still wouldn't cut him. I'll let him ride out the season. You hired the coach to coach. So when the season's over, his job is done. So then that's when you can decide if you want to keep him or let him go.
I agree with Aries on that.
I agree too. I wouldn't fire him during the middle of the season, but halfway during the season, I probably would have been saying, okay,
I don't think
my inside people, hey, I'm going to let this guy go. Let's try to figure something out.
I don't think it behooves or does any favors for the Panthers for letting Ron go now. They should have let him ride it out, man. I mean, I know they had a whole new buyer, new ownership, a new family coming in, but that just smells like what Jerry Jones is doing, man. I'm like, you know, let him ride it out.
When you fire a coach in the middle of the season, so now you have the responsibility of finding someone to take his place to ride out the season. And while they're focusing on that, then you have to look towards, okay, who can I bring in next year? Or, you know what I'm saying, after the season's over. So now your plate is completely full, you know, rather than let this coach finish the season and focus on who I'm going to bring in after the season's over instead of both things at once. So it's a lot.
I mean, I agree. I never heard of a situation where they fired a coach and the interim coach took over the coaching job. I mean, how often do you see that? You don't see that very often. So
yeah, it happened once, and that was the Browns. And Browns are,
how did that work out?
Yeah, the Browns are doing great this season, right?
Exactly. All right. Well, I want to move on a little bit, man, about two things that happened around the league. Speaking of San Francisco, this has nothing to do with the team. It has to do with a reporter. Did y'all hear about this San Francisco guy, Tim Ryan?
Yeah, he got fired on the spot.
Yeah. Q, did you hear about him?
He made the comments about Lamar Jackson, that guy?
Yeah, he made the comments about Lamar having an advantage because of his dark skin.
He's really good at that fake, yep. Lamar Jackson. But when you consider that, when he's his dark skin color with a dark football, with a dark uniform, you could not see that thing. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point.
Excuse me. Would you like to rephrase that statement?
Yeah, that was stupid. And he tried to explain it and spin it. And unfortunately, he didn't lose his job. He just got suspended a couple of weeks. But I think in that situation, you lose your job, because any human being with common sense knows that was a stupid comment, especially in this day and age.
What do you think?
And like the guy from ESPN who called RG3, he wasn't quote unquote black enough.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, he said RG3 wasn't black enough, so ESPN let him go right away.
Wow. Well, this guy, I heard the audio, and I mean, I see what he meant to say, but it's like, man, you cannot bring up anybody's skin color, especially when the majority of the people in the NFL, 70% of it is black. And that is the stupidest shit ever, because it's not like this Lamar is the darkest brother to ever play football.
Darkness is.
And thinking football,
right, not at all.
A total dumbass thing to say. It's like, you know what it reminded me of, Q? It reminds me of that Chappelle Show skit with Rick James talking about Charlie Murphy and Eddie Murphy.
The Baptist Brothers.
Darkness is
spreading. He gives you an advantage.
Fuck your team.
What's wrong, nigga? You got money? Pop this cock.
But,
that's spreading, yo.
But what an idiot. He shouldn't get suspended. I saw Richard Sherman try to defend him a little bit, but.
I heard Sherman try to defend him. What did Sherman say?
He pretty much said that he knew the guy and it wasn't coming from, like, anything racist. He just chose to say wrong words as far as using skin color and all that. But he wasn't trying to make it mean,
really, guys, we say a lot of inappropriate stuff on this show. If we were getting a paycheck from ESPN or the Falcons, would we say that stuff?
Yes.
I probably would.
You on the show? Yes. No. But anyway, I thought that was just dumb. He deserves it. All right, and the other thing I wanted to bring up, man, those cheating-ass Patriots are at it again.
I heard. I hope it's not true.
I'm going to talk to Aries about that, Aries. So, your boy... They're still at it, Aries. They're still cheating. I don't care if it was a legitimate thing or not. What do you think about that?
I thought y'all knew already. And it ain't nothing but cheating. They've been cheating for years, and it's just still happening. They don't get caught. That's the thing. They've been cheating for years. They've been doing it for a long time. So that's the way I see it. It just so happened to get caught.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So if they're at it again, so I don't care what they say. Once a cheetah, always a cheetah. And you're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. All right, guys, we're going to wrap this up. We want to thank everybody for checking us out. It's been a great episode. We had Maurice and Angela call in from North Carolina. That was a great call. I'm glad they did call in. Thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
Maurice and Angela.
Exactly. What'd I say, Angelina?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so I'm glad they called in. And we play the 49ers next week. Real quick, y'all. What do you think? Aries, we going to beat them? What do you think?
I think we play spoiler and kind of even the playing field for that number one seed. No, I'm just playing. Yeah.
That's funny.
Their defense is not trying to get out of it, but I tell you that, buddy.
So you...
I step in and say I agree. We're not ready for the 49ers.
Yeah, I'm calling it the W from Frisco. Like I said, I had plans to go to that game, but
right. It
didn't work out that way. So hopefully next year I'll be catching a game because they're supposed to play the Chargers. I'm not sure, but yeah. But anyways, yeah, I take Frisco by 17.
Wow, you're giving points.
He's giving points. I was going to give points too. And I was just going to say 14. But I'm not mad at Aries. Keeping it realistic.
I'm not going to give points, but I'm going to say a first for the What's Up Falcons podcast. I think the 49ers are going to pull it. I don't think the Falcons are going to win. I think the 49ers are going to beat us. And the main reason is because we're down Trufant and Ridley, and I saw what happened when we missed Julio. But I mean, I think we need all hands on deck.
They played a good game against Baltimore, and I think their defense is going to get to Matt Ryan.
Yeah,
this one might get ugly. I don't know. Matt Ryan might get hit a couple of times. We'll see.
They might have to pull Matt Ryan after his slip sack in the first half.
Yeah. I mean, even though, you know, the O-line did okay this last game against the Panthers, but, you know, I wanted to go in a little bit more about that, and I'll say it real fast when we wrap up. Did y'all know this? A quick fact. that, you know, when we hired an all season, we brought in some guys. We paid about $54 million for three players on the O-line. All those guys were inactive on this last game.
Oh, no, I was going to mention that. I actually started mentioning that a few minutes ago. I was saying, what about the O-line? Yeah, I mean, this 49ers team is a good team. They lost two in a row. They lost to Baltimore, and then they lost to the Saints, right? They did lose to the Saints over the weekend, right?
49ers? Yeah. No, they won. They beat the Saints.
I'm sorry, the 49ers.
Yeah, they beat the Saints.
In a close game, though. Yeah. They lost to Baltimore, and then they came back and beat the Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they need this game, right? They need this game, right?
Yes, they do.
Yep.
Yes, they do. They need this game.
I think they handle their business against the Falcons.
But back to that O-line issue, man, is another reason why Thomas needs to go. You spend $54 million and had three guys out on that O-line. And not only were they inactive, they contributed to Matt getting sacked 9 times in the New Orleans game. And the game before that with the Bucks, that's a clear sign that Thomas has to go.
Played a lot better this game than they did that last game. So,
yeah,
I don't know if Thomas will go anywhere, but who knows?
Yeah, he needs to.
Yeah, he needs to. Yeah, gotta go. Gotta go. All right, guys. Well, we want to thank everybody for listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast. Don't forget to hit us up on Twitter at What's Up Falcons. Check us out on ArmchairAllAmericans.com. You can check us out on SoundCloud, iTunes, and at whatsupfalcons.com. And Pandora too. Yeah, don't forget, we're on Pandora as well. So if that is it, we will see you guys next week.
Yes, sir.
Alright, fellas, thanks again. See you guys. I appreciate next it. Week. See you.
Alright, no problem. Peace. See you.
Check out the What's Up Falcons podcast exclusively at ArmchairAllAmericans.com. Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at WhatsUpFalcons.com.